USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The COVID relief plan now goes back to the House. The Senate has passed the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's been a long day, a long night, a long year. But a new day has come, and we tell the American people, help is on the way.
As states begin to lift coronavirus restrictions, a new national study shows that states that do have a mask mandate have less cases per capita. This means masks do help slow the spread of the virus. The study also finds indoor dining does increase cases and deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The White House says President Biden is signing an executive order that will make it easier for Americans to vote. The order comes on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Alabama. 56 years ago today, more than 500 demonstrators gathered on March 7, 1965. They were demanding the right for black people to vote. They crossed Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge as protesters were met by dozens of state troopers. Last week, Democrats passed legislation to update voting procedures. Passage in the Senate is uncertain. Good news for those who are tired of being frozen in the cold. Forecasters say warm weather is coming for the central and eastern United States. This weekend in the Midwest, temperatures will be up to 30 degrees above normal. Across the northern plains, high temperature records will be challenged. The heat wave will continue through Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As COVID-19 vaccines accelerate in the United States, some organizations are trying to help get vaccines out to the rest of the world. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
UNICEF is leading a program to obtain and distribute vaccines globally. So far, the COVAX program has delivered more than 237 million doses of the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine to 138 countries. Michael Neinheis is the president and CEO of UNICEF USA, and told CBS News about the goals of the program.
Our goal is to distribute 2 billion doses this calendar year and then keep going next calendar year. Those 2 billion doses should provide enough for healthcare workers and other essential workers and vulnerable adults to get the vaccines across those countries. Not everybody. We have a long way to go to get to everybody that needs one or wants one around the world, but those essential workers and people who need them the most, we should be able to target them this year.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Disneyland could soon be opening its doors after California unveiled new guidelines on Friday for reopening of the state's theme parks. The California Department of Public Health announced it's restructuring its four-tier system, dictating when outdoor amusement parks and sports stadiums can reopen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the previous system, such establishments could only reopen when the county where they're located reaches the least restrictive tier. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.